Amtrak's sleek Acela trains have again been sidetracked, this time problems with the train's brakes, something officials say may take months to fix, have put the high-speed line between Washington and Boston out of service. The latest difficulty comes as a battle is again raging on Capitol Hill over funding for Amtrak. The incident also has raised questions over whether the Acela was the best choice for a U.S. rail system that is far different from what operates elsewhere in the world. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
The problems with the Acela, cracks that turned up in hundreds of brake discs, were found during a routine inspection. Amtrak was testing one of its high-speed trains on a stretch of track in New Jersey. Amtrak and Federal Railroad safety officials were looking at whether or not the speed of the train, which can travel at up to 150 miles per hour, could be raised on a section of curved track. Cliff Black is an Amtrak spokesman.
In North America, the safety standards required for all trains, not just high-speed trains, are much more stringent than anywhere else in the world.
It was, in part, those more stringent safety standards, along with the limited number of choices, that led Amtrak to choose the Acela, a train built by a Canadian-French consortium exclusively for the U.S. market. Again, Amtrak's Cliff Black.
When Amtrak ordered a new high-speed train, we did not and could not buy off-the-shelf technology. And the reason we couldn't is because of the much more stringent U.S. safety standards. A train had to be designed from the ground up. It wasn't like buying a BMW or a Saab. It had to be redesigned from the very beginning.
But that redesign of what was essentially a European train added cost and weight to the Acela. In 2002, Acela trains were halted when cracks turned up in locomotive suspension systems. Ross Capon is president of the National Association of Railroad Passengers. He says it's too early to tell what has caused the latest problem for the Acela, though he says there are those who believe Amtrak may have been in too much of a hurry to rush Acela into service.
There's a lot of people in the business that are concerned that the decision to pick this train, particularly without doing a prototype, was not the best decision in the world, and it was driven partly by Amtrak's frenetic attempt to meet the ridiculous profitability target that was imposed by Congress in 1997.
Congress and the now defunct Amtrak Reform Council at the time were calling for Amtrak to become self-sustaining, a goal Amtrak has never achieved in its 34-year history. David Vartanoff is a rail and transit historian. He questions whether the U.S., including some on Capitol Hill, are committed to a future role for rail.
The question about the railroad system has been a political football for at least 35 or 40 years, and really longer than that, in terms of who's going to pay for the immense costs. Do we want a public transportation system?
When it was launched 5 years ago, supporters had high hopes for the Acela. Built at a cost of more than $500 million, the 20 high-speed Acela trains, with their comfy seats and wide tray tables, were designed to compete with air service along the Northeast Corridor between New York, Washington, and Boston. At a dedication ceremony for the Acela in the fall of 2000, Wisconsin Governor Tommy Thompson called it a great day for passenger rail service in the U.S.
Acela Express will revolutionize the travel experience, as you will demonstrate and see for yourself today. It puts passenger rail in the big leagues, the major leagues, as a first-rate competitor in the travel industry.
However, today the jury on the Acela is still out. While Acela brought in $247 million in revenues for Amtrak last year, the costly service has been plagued with delays. At Washington's Union Station this weekend, John Bentley and Jessica Bartlow were heading off to New York to take in a Broadway show. The pair said even if the Acela were running, they would probably stick with the less expensive Metroliner.
The reason that we didn't take the Acela this time is that it's more expensive and it's really no quicker.
Yeah, I've taken it a couple times also. The restaurant's a little bit nicer. There's a little bar
right there.
That's about it. It's for $100 more and you save 15 minutes.
As it works to figure out what has caused the latest problem with the Acela, Amtrak says it will scramble to substitute some of its slower trains for the Acela today. There are plans to offer service on 3 Acela trips using that equipment. The latest problem with the rail line's high-speed trains comes at a time congressional hearings are scheduled for this week on the future of Amtrak. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.